Welcome to Starring You. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson, and I'm extremely excited today because I have Nicole Butler from Budget Like a Lady on today's podcast. Her blog is dedicated to helping women balance their life and money. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, Tasha. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. All right, so let's kick things off. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, if you haven't had a chance to visit the Budget Like a Lady blog, I'm Nicole. I'm the one who runs it, and I'm the solo person behind it. I'm a wife. I'm a mom of. I have a degree in structural engineering, and then I went on to get a master's degree in finance. So that's pretty much where Budget Like a Lady started at, is with my finance degree.
Wow. Okay. So why did you decide to start your blog? Is it mainly because of what you learned in school for when you went to school for finance, or what made you start your
blog? Well, definitely my MBA in finance. It gave me a lot of knowledge. And with that knowledge came, you know, people wanting to know more about finances. You know, once people heard like, oh, you have an MBA in finance? Well, I have a question for you. So I ended up started answering a lot of questions for, you know, family members, close friends about what to do in certain financial situations, you know, what would be best for them. So, you know, I heard a little birdie told me, you know, once somebody asks you a question three times, you know, you need to write it down. So that's where Budget Like a Lady came from. You know, I started getting a lot of the same questions. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start a blog and I'm just going to write about it, and someone will be able to read about it on Budget Like a Lady.
Okay, that's fantastic. And whoever gave you that piece of advice is absolutely right. And I hope everyone heard that. If someone keeps asking you, you know, at least three times, definitely make sure that you just go ahead and start that blog, because you don't know who you're going to inspire. And that's, I love the fact that you actually took that initiative to start your blog. So what are your goals for the future for your blog?
The future, I mean, it's really, my blog is a hobby right now. So it's really just to educate and financial literacy in the community, because there really is so much that people don't know. And which is, you know, a little shocking, because, you know, like right now it's tax time. And so now I'm getting approached with all of these tax questions. And it's, you know, something I wish I would have learned in school. You know, how do you prepare taxes? Only how do you prepare? Like, how do you find someone to prepare your taxes? You know, you don't have to do it yourself. So you don't have to be a math or an accounting genius. It's, you know, just finding like the little basic steps on how to do things financially that, you know, just wish it was taught in school or you learned it somewhere. You know, my parents were very hush hush, you know, when it came to the money talk or talking anything about finances, which is kind of funny because my mother is an accountant. So that's pretty much. No, the goal for the blog is really just to build the financial literacy in the community and, you know, get people talking about money. It's not taboo. It's not hush hush. Everyone has it. So why not talk about it more?
I like that a lot. I really do. So where do you come up with your best ideas? Because I really enjoy your blog. And again, you guys, you need to check it out. BudgetLikeALady.com, because there's a lot of financial bloggers out there, and you know, I've read my fair share of financial blogs, but I really like the fact that your writing tone is very conversational. So, and there's so many different aspects of the finance world that you cover too, which I like a lot. So where do you come up with your ideas?
First, thank you for the kind words. My ideas really come from my experiences with finances. You know, I haven't made the best choices, and, you know, I really want my readers to know that I'm just like them. I'm out here living my financial life just like them, and I'm out here making mistakes and figuring it out, and mostly talking with other people and other professionals. it's really where I get my ideas from. So it's, you know, once you come across something and you're like, oh, let me hurry up and write that down because I bet you someone else has that same question or they're going through that same issue, because it's very common. It's more common than people think.
Very, very true. So along those lines, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever received? Well, and this is twofold of a question here. Financial piece of advice, but also life advice as well.
My best financial advice was from my mother, the accountant. I was beginning to start my first job, you know, just graduated, and, you know, they hand you that big benefits package. And, you know, to a 22-year-old with their first job, I'm like, what is this? I have no idea what any of this means. And so my mom, you know, broke it. And the best piece of advice she said was to invest in your 401k now. She's like, get the 100% match, because if you never see the money, you'll never miss it. And since day one that I've started working, I've always invested into my retirement. And she's right. You never see the money, you don't miss it. You don't budget for it. You don't say, oh, wow, I wish I had that extra $100. Because guess what? I never saw it. So now I don't. That's actually the best financial advice that I've ever gotten. And because of that advice, my retirement account is over $200,000. So, and I'm only 34. Okay. Okay. So I definitely want everyone to heed that little piece of advice. If I could pass that on to anyone, that's the best advice I can definitely pass on. In my personal life, one of my internships, my boss said, you know, bring a piece of paper and a pen wherever you go. You know, you never know when you're going to need to write something down, have an idea, write down a task. And to this day, I still bring either paper or pen, or, you know, everybody has their phones, apps. So I definitely write everything down that I think would be beneficial to me in my personal or blog or professional life.
Okay. And that's it. That's great advice. Great advice. So what are common budgeting myths that people need to get over? So we all have these ideas about, you know, like the stock market or, you know, savings accounts, CDs. Like, what are myths that we need to get over?
Well, let's see here. There's this one is hard to narrow down because there are so many financial myths out there. Like, you know, with it being tax time, I'm going to go ahead and mention the tax myth of, you know, the bigger the return, the better. That is such a myth.
Yes, you are right on that.
Essentially, you know, you're giving the government free money. The government is taking your money and they're investing in it. So when tax time comes around, they're only giving you your money back and keeping the investment that they made from your money. So thank you, you just made the government money. So, you know, we need to get that number down so you can keep your money throughout the year. And you can invest it yourself and keep the earnings from your investment. So that's the biggest myth, especially for tax time. You don't want the biggest return. You want to keep your money year round.
That is good advice. Definitely good advice. So switching gears a little bit. So your recent post, How I Could Afford My Unpaid Maternity Leave, and You Can Too, got recognized on another financial blog. So you mentioned there were so many different ideas in that post. I mean, guys, you definitely need to check out that post. It's very interesting. So you mentioned that you sold some stuff, which I thought was a very interesting idea too. What are some of your favorite sites to use or things to do in order to get rid of items that we're not using anymore?
Well, first, I, you know, sometimes I get lazy and the first thing I want to do is just give it away. So I'll either drop it off at will, but always remember, you know, that's a tax write-off. So that still helps you in the end. Or, believe it or not, my favorite site to sell things on is actually Craigslist. It's free. And, either you can meet the person or they can come to your home, but I always tell people be Craigslist safe, if that makes sense. Don't meet anyone in the alley, don't invite them into your home if comfortable. But because we sold some big ticket items, I had a big desk, filing cabinet, you name it. So that was a great Craigslist thing. They came, they had their truck, they loaded it, and it didn't cost me a dime, and I actually received money in the end. So that's Craigslist is my go-to when I have big items to sell. I have sold on eBay and Amazon. So I also recommend those too if you guys trying to get rid of stuff.
I think that's another post that I would like to see.
What? Let me write that down. Let me write it down.
Write it down because that's a post I would like to see. I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but the eBay has always been a mystery to me. So I would love to see a post on that. Again, guys, not trying to be greedy here, but I mean, if I've got her on the line, you're going to benefit from this information as well. So I definitely would love to see that. eBay has always been a mystery to
Well,
me.
be on the lookout for that one then.
Yes. So, what are your pet peeves? I mean, we all have things that irritate us. So, I want to make sure that the listeners get to know you even more. What are some of the things that bother you? What are your pet peeves?
Oh, see, that's a tough one. I don't have too many pet peeves. I know as a mom, I guess a long list of pet peeves that my kids do.
Sure.
As a personal finance blogger, I guess my only pet peeve is when people just don't wanna listen and observe. A lot of times they come to me and try to, tell me what they should do with their money, which is great. You need to control your finances. That is, but I am strictly just for advice. Don't bank everything on me. I am not a CPA. I'm not certified. I can only talk from my experiences, and which I've experienced a lot from student loan debt to mortgages and, being out of a job, being laid off. I have experienced a lot of turmoil, but do not on me. I can give you the best answer that I can from my experience, but you still need to talk to a professional. If you have tax questions, definitely take it over to your tax accountant. If you have retirement questions, definitely go see a financial planner. I definitely recommend those services. But until you get there, come talk to me. Come see me. I'm more than willing to help, but I don't know. As far as pet peeves, I don't really have any. I guess I haven't came across that yet, my blog.
You know what? It's kind of funny. And the only reason I ask that, I feel like you and I would be have the same one. And to me, that's just listening. Because that to me, if you're not even willing to listen to another person's perspective, you may not agree with it, but at least be willing to listen to that person's
That's a good
perspective.
one.
That to me is a, that I mean to me that's a pet peeve. I have a problem with people that don't listen. I really do because if you came to my particular blog, if you were, or if you asked me for advice, let me give the answer. You don't have to agree with it, but again, if you gave me that time, at least take the opportunity to hear it out. You know what I mean? So I completely agree with you because I think you were leaning
I
towards the
was,
listening.
but then I kind of backed off a little bit. I like your words better. The way you put it better.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I felt like you were going that way, but get it. Yeah, we'll just take you to the finish line. I'm just going to take you over there with me. So let me ask you, I've got a couple more questions for you. So what profession other than your own would you love to attempt?
Honestly, marketing. I am getting into this whole marketing thing, and I would just love to, you know, engross myself in it. You know, even though I am introvert, you know, I'm very quiet. But like I said, like with my history, I'm an engineer. So the analytics of it all is very intriguing to me. So I would love to, if another realm, marketing would definitely be what I would like to try.
Well, honestly, you're already there, in my opinion. I tell people this all the time. And my background is in marketing. So I tell people all the time, if you've got that inkling towards, you know, you've got a creative side, we all have a creative side, and starting a blog is the best way to actually channel that energy. Because I know too many people that have started off in one career and ended.
I completely agree.
And to me, that's it. It's the beauty of life, in my opinion. Just because you start somewhere doesn't mean you necessarily have to end up there. We're the ones that put limitations on where we go. I'm a firm believer in that. So I think you are well on your way to being a marketer. I you know, with your content and your determination, I know you're going to end up doing that too.
Thank you.
And I tell people, just keep adding on to your channel. You could just be like, I count it. Marketing,
blogger,
just keep all those commas going as far as I'm concerned. So, all right. So what piece of advice do you have for aspiring bloggers? So there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are kind of on the fence about this whole blogging thing. They let the tech stop them. They let, you know, like technology stop them. I don't know if I have enough ideas. What advice do you have to those people that are on the fence about blogging?
I just jump, just do it. I mean, just see what happens. You know, what do you have to lose? You have everything to gain, you know, but for new bloggers, I will say this, when you write, make sure that you're writing for yourself. You know, don't write to gain more followers. Don't write to, you know, trying to be this big, huge blog that makes, you know, $1 million, you know, that shouldn't be your motivation. Your motivation is really to write and get information out there, you know, because the first month, 6 months, you know, you could probably only have maybe 20 views a day. So you shouldn't let that discourage you, you know, just keep writing mm-hmm. for yourself. And sooner or later, traffic will pick up. You will get that traction, but it's not an overnight thing. It's definitely not an overnight success. I've been blogging for almost 2 years. April would be my 2-year anniversary. So just recently, you know, I started getting, you know, the big traction and the, you know, the 1,000 views in one day. So, and that was just recent. I've been doing this for almost 2 years. So just keep going, keep at it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. As long as you keep that in mind, you would definitely be successful.
Okay, I absolutely love that. And I hope everyone, I'm just going to emphasize that even again, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I love that. I really love that. And that pretty much sums up so much of blogging, in my opinion, because there's a lot of people that out here, guys, that are, you know, they're trying to suck you into this whole get rich quick scheme and all that stuff. But it's not like that. You really do. I wholeheartedly love your material, because you can tell that you're actually invested in this, and it's not just regurgitated advice that you hear. Like, I mean, you know what I mean, guys. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know there's nothing new under the sun, but there's a different way that you can view the angle of it. You know what I mean? So I love how you actually take a lot of that information and you shape it into your own. And that's because you view it from a marathon standpoint. And I really like that. I thoroughly enjoy your content. And guys, I want to make sure that you check out her blog again, Budget Like a Lady. Nicole, I could talk to you all day.
Right. And you touched on something else that I kind of wanted to bring up for new bloggers.
The regurgitated
Yes, there we
content.
go. Yes.
Because there's so much of that out
Exactly.
there.
Well, it's not that. It's how you mentioned how you like the way that I talk in my blog posts. And even though someone
Yes.
else may have already said it, that shouldn't discourage you from saying it from your own perspective, because someone wants to hear it from
Exactly.
you. They Your point of view. So yeah, they can go on, entrepreneur.com or, Kiplinger or Inc., these big, huge magazines. They can read about retirement and Roth IRAs and everything else. But you know what? They want to hear it from a blogger. They want to hear it from you. Like, what was your experience? So I don't want,
Exactly.
anyone to be discouraged by, oh, well, there's so many personal finance bloggers out there. There's so many social media bloggers out there. Just do it. Someone wants to hear from you. A lot of people want to hear from you. You'll be surprised.
Exactly. And that's what, and you know what, you I think you said it better than me this time, because I don't want I hope I hope my content of the, I don't want to read the regurgitated content, but that's what I meant by that, guys. We want to hear your point of view. There's only, yeah, you said it better than me this time. Because there's only, so many things new under the sun, right? But there's different angles of how you can go about looking at the sun. And that's what I want. I want to hear your point of view. I don't want someone to just tell me what I've seen over at, to your point, Entrepreneur or some other magazine. I want to hear from you. And that's such a good point. And I'm so glad you went back and like clarified exactly what I was trying to say. It probably came across really harsh. So I'm really sorry, guys, if that's the case. But that's what I meant. So I really enjoy the advice that you've been dishing out today. And again, I could talk to you all day. So I just want to take a moment to thank you so much for taking time out of your
Thank you
schedule
for
to share your
having
blog
me.
and your expertise with us. I really, really appreciate it. So huge thanks to you guys listening to today's podcast. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. Creating your blog is the first step to investing in yourself and allows you the ability to connect with other people. You never know who you may inspire. See you in the next podcast.